an awful lot going on in M&A across the renewable energy industry, so we can only very quickly touch on some key topics in 45 minutes. So I'm going to let each of the panelists introduce themselves and also tell us a little bit about what their company is doing in this space to give us some background for the rest of the conversation. Sandhya, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm Sandhya Ganapati. I head up investments in M&A for EDP Renewables globally. I'm based in Houston. EDP Renewables is the fourth largest wind operator globally. We own and operate close to 11 gigas. We are present in 12 countries. We have a very small presence and a growing presence, I would say, in solar with about 200 plus megawatts as of now. Of course, our emphasis continues to be wind. Our emphasis continues to be U.S. when you look at globally, what we are doing in terms of investments. We are also present substantially in offshore in Europe. And I think with that, pass on to John.
Good morning. My name is John Hopkins. I'm a vice president at GE Energy Financial Services. I am based in Washington, D.C. EFS, as we call it, is GE's energy investing business. And I'm in the group at EFS that invests in large-scale U.S. wind and solar projects. I believe EFS has a portfolio of around $12 billion of investments. We have 16 offices around the world and about 250-ish employees. Happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Weedman, Vice President and General Counsel of Projects and Transactions at SunPower. Our team handles all of the downstream activities in the residential, C&I, and power plants sectors globally. And SunPower, as many of you probably know from Sam yesterday, is a vertically integrated solar company based in the United States with activities around the world.